Hello?
Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Heather. May I please have your zip code so I can locate your account?
Oh, hi, Heather. This is Rich. I'm calling from Green Dot Bank, Dispute Department. I have a cardholder that's disputing a charge with your company, and I just would like to verify if those charges are valid. Can you give me the zip code so you can pull up the account?
Okay, and what's the zip code for the customer so I can pull up the account?
Sure. Before I provide any information, I would like to let you know as well that this call is recorded for quality purposes. The zip code is 44111.
And the customer's first and last name?
Yep. The name of the cardholder is Marian, Marian. Last name is Evans, EV for Victor, ANS.
Okay, just one moment, please.
No problem.
And you said the first name is Marian?
Correct. Marian. Marian.
Okay. One moment, please. Give me just one moment. My system's running slower than I'd like for it to.
Yeah, no, it's okay. No worries. Take your time.
I apologize for the wait. Give me one moment. I'm just resetting my password so I can log in.
Oh, no, it's okay. That's fine.
All right. So you said the customer's first and last name is Marian Evans.
Evans.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. And then their zip code, can you give it to me one more time now that I have everything reset?
Awesome. Of course, zip code is 44111.
Okay. And just one moment while I search. 44111. Okay, I do believe I found the customer's account. Let's see here. Could you verify the address on the account so I can make sure I do have the correct one?
Yeah, of course. It's 3712 West 139th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44111.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And that does match the address listed here. Let me just pull up the details and then we can go over everything.
All right. The transaction, Heather, that the cardholder was disputing was actually way back on August 19, 2020, for $89.65.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, so looking here at the customer's account, and just to kind of go over everything, back on August 1st, the customer had paid $7.49 and $6.59, which was the shipping and handling charges to start a 14-day trial for the Affinity Health Testomaxrin and the Affinity Health Beermaxrin, which are male enhancements. So when they paid the shipping and handling, that started the trial. We shipped out the product. It was delivered to the customer. I can provide you the tracking numbers. And then they had that time period before the 17th, or by the 17th of August of last year to cancel without being billed for the products, as we do send out a full 30-day supply. So because the customer never called back to cancel out their account during their trial, we billed for one of the products that were delivered to them. We were unable to bill for the second one, which would have been another charge of $87.43.
Okay, yeah, what you said makes sense, because on her account I can see the $7.49 charged, Refined Health Cleanses, and then another one for $6.59 for Refined Health Clubs. That's a merchant name that shows here on our system. And then there is another charge at $8.19 that's posted on the credit card for $89.65, and that's the one he's trying to dispute. So you're saying that amount, Heather, is for the entire male enhancement supplements that was sent to them, because the cardholder unfortunately was not able to cancel before 8/17/20, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, great. At least I already know that this charge is indeed valid. And just to double check, Heather, do you have the email address or the phone number in your system of the cardholder?
Yes, the email address that was put on file is m.evans0960@gmail.com. And the phone number that was put on the account was 440-654-5080.
Okay, great. All right, thank you very much. The email address, the name, and the billing address match in our system as well. So I could conclude that this was indeed done by the cardholder. Thank you very much for the help. That's all that I needed for today.
Yeah, not a problem. And thank you for contacting customer service. You have a great night.
You too as well. Good night. Bye-bye.
Yeah, not a problem. Bye-bye.